Thanksgiving is right around the corner, and while some families are busy planning what's going to be on the menu for dinner, food banks around the country are preparing to make sure that those who can't afford a home-cooked meal get one anyway. In 2012, nearly 50 million Americans had less food access than they did the year before.
And if you go back and you look at economic data, you see that since the mid-70s, we've seen a steady march of having more people at the bottom of the income curve, fewer in the middle, and a very, very tiny number of people at the very top.
That's Paul Ash, the executive director of the San Francisco Food Bank.
And that's what's fueling more people needing food assistance every month. They can't earn enough money to feed themselves through the part-time jobs or the low-paying full-time jobs that they have. And it's increasing. It's not stopping. That trend marches on.
The San Francisco and Marin food banks serve 147,000 people every week. Today, we're going inside the main distribution center in Potrero Hill to see what happens behind the scenes to get food to the people who need it most. Visiting journalist Rebecca Burungi brings us this story.
My name is Paul Ash. I'm the executive director of the San Francisco Food Bank. We're here today in the distribution center where we receive truckloads, mini truckloads every day of fresh fruits and vegetables, canned products, dry products like rice and beans. They come into our warehouse and they're stored, sorted, in the case of fresh produce, quickly turned around and distributed out to people in our community who don't have enough to eat.
Right now we're making our way toward the warehouse floor, and this is where all of our food comes in. My name is Blaine Johnson, and I'm the Media Relations Manager for the San Francisco and Marin Food Banks. So it's fresh fruits and vegetables. It's really healthy food.
The fresh produce mostly comes here from California, from Southern California in the wintertime, Northern California in the summertime. We'll go to Washington and Idaho for things like potatoes and onions, even into Northern Mexico in the wintertime so that we can have fresh produce year-round for our clients.
We have forklifts buzzing all around. It's very busy here in the morning. This is when we receive, you know, dozens of truckloads of fresh produce. So you'll see the employees moving those around on forklifts and putting them into orders that are going to go out to our food pantries this morning.
Hi, my name is Lloyd Jones. How you doing? Yeah, I'm what you call an order builder. What we do is we start from potatoes and yams and from on the pallet, and we build them up to make them look like this every morning.
They're just stacks all the way up to the ceiling, and we've got bulk rice, we've got other staples like oats. And what's going to happen is our volunteers come in every day. We can have as many as hundreds of volunteers a day, and they will repackage those totes of rice and oats into family-size one-pound portions. So we're going to move from the warehouse floor to our volunteer repack room. And in that room, we have a volunteer shift. I think it's kids today and maybe some adults. And what they're doing is repacking these bulk quantities of food into one-pound family-sized portions.
So, well, we're, like, sorting kiwis for people who don't have food so, like, they can survive. And we're doing it because we want to help people. My name is Stanley Chan.
John Mellon.
And his name is Ethan Tran.
Kids as young as 4 can actually come in and volunteer here. And it's a great way for children to sort of get back to their communities, get connected with people who might have a little bit less than they do, and quite frankly, have some fun. You know, you can hear them laughing and playing, and it's usually a pretty fun morning.
And our teacher wants us to help people that don't have any food. So it's good to help people.
With people that don't have much food.
Because some people aren't as fortunate as us, so it's kind of like a responsibility to help other people.
The people who enjoy bringing their families here to volunteer the most are our most significant donors. I think they're worried that their children aren't seeing the reality of life in the United States. And so this is a good starting conversation, a good place to start a conversation.
So right now, they are wrapping orders on the warehouse floor. So they're preparing this to go out to a food pantry. So you've got carrots on the bottom row and then a whole bunch of beans on the top, which is a great source of protein.
Well, the food will go out from here, all to low-income individuals and families. Some will go out through schools. We distribute food in churches, which generally are kind of catchments for neighborhoods where anybody can come and register and get food assistance. And then we also distribute food in closed communities, so in Tenderloin hotels, seniors' residences. So those are places where only the residents can come and get food. It's a big operation, so it takes a lot of money to run it. But it's the individual that really keep this place moving.